celebrating 20 years in 2022. Are you celebrating an anniversary this year? If so, congratulations. I hope you celebrate many, many more. Whether 1, 5, 10, or 15, I'm sure you have grown into a different person than you were when you started out, and you have learned much in the process. You have put the effort, sweat, and tears into building your brand, which you are now celebrating, or building the life you are now living. You recognize that in order to stick with growing something, a certain set of skills had to be acquired, and you diligently discovered step by step the tools needed to complete your unique project. More importantly, you have not forgotten those who offered their help or cheered you along the way. 20 years ago, I started building something new when I graduated from the New England Institute of Electrology as a licensed electrologist in the state of Connecticut. Much has happened since then. In what seemed like a blink of an eye, I was celebrating my 10-year anniversary at the Greater Valley Chamber of Commerce. Then, in 2014, I graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition as a certified holistic health coach because I wanted to help people in a different way. Yes, I wanted to offer more. I honestly never imagined I would be here today writing a 20-year anniversary blog and reviewing the timeline and trajectory of years full of growth and accomplishments in life and in business. I started out providing a service, but after years of hard work, getting out of my comfort zone, and never giving up, ended with gaining lots of business experience and personal enrichment that allows me to operate two separate businesses in one and change how I live and contribute in life. But you no doubt have also learned some valuable lessons in your life or business journey that have defined you and shaped you into the person you have become. Can you name some of them? If you haven't taken stock lately, I invite you to make a list like the one I've come up with. You might be surprised by all you have initiated and completed. In a moment of reflection the other day, I asked myself, what was it that helped me grow my business to what it is today? As I started writing the list that you see below, I was surprised to have come up with 20 items. What an interesting coincidence that I am celebrating 20 years and came up with 20 things that helped me along the way. I'd like to share them with you, but please bear with me. There are 20 items. This is how I've reached 20 years in business. Hard work. Getting out of my comfort zone and building partnerships and collaborating with others. Asking for help. Accepting constructive criticism. Listening when others spoke. Taking chances and calculated risks. Having this desire to help others succeed. Appreciation of all things and people who helped me along the way. Investing money when I didn't have it. Treating clients with respect. Practicing honesty in all things and being professional at all times. Having a sense of humor. Feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Dressing up for success, taking care of my health, becoming a life learner, never giving up, and finally, seeing myself already there. I am very thankful to every one of you who has participated in this dance that I have choreographed my business journey to be. You see, I love dancing and choreography, and I refer to my life as a dance often. You have been loyal clients, supporters, some of you advisors or friends. You have put trust in me and you have celebrated with me. Thank you. I am so grateful to work in a healthy environment where all collaborate together and bring their expert knowledge to the table on which we serve those looking for an out-of-the-ordinary experience and result, or those seeking to heal holistically in their respective areas of life. I want to thank Dr. Sold for choosing to join us as a collaborator back in 2017 when the center was created, and for supporting the center concept with all her positive energy and experience and expertise. Dr. Sold continues to grow her naturopathic practice and has recently become part of a national nonprofit organization called the Super You Foundation, whose mission is to help youths discover and then celebrate the superhero qualities within themselves and others so that they are inspired to positively impact their communities. How great is that? And what can I say about Miriam Wardzala? Miriam is my right-hand person. Miriam has an architectural design background. She positions herself behind the scenes with this very quiet energy, exercising her office management skills and technical expertise so that I can do what I do. Together, we are definitely a creative duo. We work as a team continually to create the center's calming and peaceful ambiance that so many persons love when they first come in. I could not do what I do without her creative efforts. And Devin, who comes in the role of an intern and helps with special projects, and he fits in perfectly well among us women. All of you are very special. Below, you will find a timeline where I've delineated our growth and progress since 2002, if you want to go over it. And I want to end with saying that Shelton, Connecticut was the right place at the right time for all of this to have taken place. So thank you, Shelton, Connecticut.